Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into our weekly podcast as we get you ready for another week and actually kind of a little week in review, LovelandTigers.org. I am Greg Waddell. Very happy to have with me Athletic Director Brian Knatzer at Loveland High School. And Brian, we're kind of winding down the winter sports season as we record this on Monday the 25th. Sunshine is out, although it's a little chilly yet. We're not getting that springtime weather, and spring sports are just around the corner. But that means the end of all the winter sports, the athletes that have worked so very hard. And let's kind of run through. Why don't we start with the swimming and diving, and because their whole season wrapped up this past weekend. But pretty nice weekend, especially for one swimmer and one diver as well.
Sure. Greg, I want to say, first of all, thanks for having me be a part of this and represent Tiger Nation in this conversation. And you are correct. It's a great week to be a Tiger. The review preview of this past week and going in the future, it was just an honor to stand alongside some of these Tigers. And, you know, I'll start off first with dive. We had two divers that made it out of the region and headed up to Canton, Ohio, and both of our divers did a great job. Erin Albert, who is a two-time state qualifier, she did a great job, finished 21st overall. But a special congratulations to Riley Bullock, who is also a two-time state qualifier, but placed on the podium, and she got a sixth place overall. So congratulations to Ron and Erin, and to the dive community.
Yeah, you get a chance to advance on to the championship round. That's pretty amazing, and that's a lot of hard work goes into that. So much congratulations to both those divers.
Yeah, and then, you know, just to add the electricity in the air to that arena there, or that natatorium in Canton, Brandon Day just absolutely swam out of his mind. He was in regionals. I mean, he left 15th and 16th in the out of here, and then he goes up to state and he makes the finals. And it was unbelievable. He got a seventh place in the 200 freestyle, and also got a seventh place in the 100 backstroke. So to leave here 15-16, go up there and make the finals and play 7th and 7th in both of those, that's where the rubber meets the road, and he just swam out of his mind. It was very exciting. I mean, it's like a rock concert.
I've heard a lot of people tell me just the environment up there is just second to none, that you wouldn't believe. And, you know, when you watch, you know, most average sports watchers only see swimming during the Olympics every 4 years or so, but the swim families that are involved in this stuff, boy, they make it loud and proud. And so congratulations to Brandon. That's really a great accomplishment for him. I saw some of the action that you had through Twitter as well. It was fun to watch some of that and kind of keep an eye on what was going on with some of the athletes. So very cool.
You can get a feel for that if you listen to that.
I did.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And I got to tell you, Brandon Day also, first team all ECC. Those have been all released. So Brandon Day was first team in the 500 and the 200 free. And then we also had a boys second team 200-yard medley relay in there that consisted of Brandon Day, Colin Blackburn, Evan Lucas, and Trey Stutz. And honorable mention on the girls' side was Nami Campbell. Or Nami Cannon, sorry about that. So I just wanted to make sure that those names got out there to everybody, and just to congratulate them on their year this season.
Great accolades. Absolutely. Great accolades. So congratulations to one and all. So swimming, that's in the books. They're all done there. Out of the pool. Wrestling, on to districts. Sectionals finished up over the weekend, and how did we fare wrestling-wise?
Yeah, we did a good job at Lebanon High School. We are moving six on the Kettering High School this weekend. Yeah, so our 120 Jake Casonas, 126 Richard Mendoza, 132 Kalen Quigley, 145 Kobe Milam, 160 Blake Poteet, and 220 Brock Erdman have all moved on to Kettering this next week, and we've got alternatives that were taken up as well. So Michael Sapine, Jared Mendoza, Colin Durham, and Drew Vanderhorst. So we're taking a good solid 10 wrestlers with us up there this week. So,
well, congratulations, Coach Swift, or the coach that I you guys are very well known for the wrestling. So let's not. I mean, I'm sure that's you expect to keep advancing wrestlers on there. I think it's a very high standard that Loveland has with wrestling.
Yeah, we've got an unbelievable junior high staff. They could be a varsity staff anywhere in the Southwest Ohio. And the what the youth program does, and we've had to split it up into two different rooms now. It's just overwhelming with numbers. So, you know, it's exciting. And I'll tell you what, we also had some first-team ECCers that I want to make mention of, which I already have, that are leaving this week. But Jake Kosonath, Richard Mendoza, Kobe Milam, and Jared Mendoza, all with first-team accolades. And our Brett Hogan, Michael Supine, Blake Boteet, Brock Urban, and A.J. Bailey get the second-team ECC. So very well represented. Coach Schweitzer does an unbelievable job, and his staff and our kids are extremely dedicated to Tiger Wrestling.
Yep, absolutely so. So congratulations. Not only is the future very bright with the number of wrestlers that you have, but obviously what's going on right now, very, very exciting as well. So good luck as those continue to advance onward. Let's talk bowling as well. The boys finished 10th out of the sectional round, so their season comes to an end, but great strides there. And then the girls, oh so close to advancing on. So.
Yeah, as a team, they fell in 8th overall, top 7th go, but we were very fortunate enough to get one of our own bowlers, Grace Pettit. She's moving on to this Thursday to districts at Beaver Creek, so we're excited to go support her. But those girls just had a very good season with the senior-dominated team. If they went 11-7 overall, and the boys with their young team, they're right there. They're middle of the pack of the conference, and they will make a stand for next year. So if I can, Greg, like just throw out a couple names. For first team, All-ECC, Grady Pettit and Maria Rich. And second team is Caitlin Campbell, Maria Eha, and Yanni Cars. And on the boys' side of it, first team, Alton French, and second team, Matthew Reilich. So congratulations to those guys and girls. And we look forward to heading up to Beaver Creek this week to watch Grady compete at regionals.
Yep, Beaver View Bowl is where she'll take action on Thursday. So best of luck, Grady. And hopefully continue on and get a chance to go on to state the week after that. Let's go to academic team, and very nice display last week from the academic team.
Yeah, we did. We went and faced Turpin for the ECC tournament, and we ended up on top of that. So really excited. Second place overall in the conference. And I'll tell you, it's really exciting because what that does, winning that tournament, that allows us to compete on a regional stage. So come April 6th, we are going to be competing in the regional tournament at Cincinnati State. So congratulations to Coach Chast, who is the ECC Coach of the Year, and first team, Hannah Ackley, Simon Grome, and second team, Sophia Muir. Congratulations to all those kids and the academic team for such a great, strong season.
Yeah, outstanding. Excellent showing, and another chance to move on. So good luck. April 6th, so they'll have a lot of time to study between now and then. And I guess, you know, on the fields or whatever you practice, so I guess the studying part for the academic team, I don't know how you would cram for that, but good luck to them. So
absolutely.
And then finally, it would turn to the basketball floor, and boy, a tough, tough end to the boys' basketball season. And I was following this on Twitter out of town over the weekend, and boy, it looked like this game went right down to the wire against Mount Healthy.
It did. It ended up in foul shots at the very end. 62-57 was the final, but I mean, the contribution of guys such as Joe and Greiser with 32 points. That game, they left it all on the court, which is what you can ask.
Yep.
And they worked hard. So it's a very good competitive season. We were part of that ECC top for the overwhelming majority of the season, and we ended up with an over 500 record. So congrats to those boys on that team. And a couple first-team accolades, Jalen Greiser and Matt Toigo, and second-team Trip Willis. So congratulations to Coach Reese and the team for their hard work this season.
Yep, and left it all out on the floor, and that's all you can ask. And well representing the Tiger Nation again. So tough end, but congratulations. And I saw you put it on Twitter out there as well. You know, no hanging your head on that one. When you get down to it, unfortunately, basketball, it can be so painfully close so many times to watch the winners versus the losers. But as long as you give it your all, I mean, it's you got nothing to be ashamed of. So congratulations, Coach Reese.
I'm proud of her.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
And then as far as the girls are concerned, well, they're cruising right along right now. They had a very impressive sectional semifinal win against Wenton Woods.
They did, and that game ended 66-44. Tess Broerman with 21 points. We've got athletes all over the floor just spreading the ball around and shining. So we're really prepared to take on the sectional final game, which is this evening against Mercy McCauley at Sycamore High School at 7:30. So, you know, as you listen to this podcast, hopefully today, come get your pre-sale tickets, $6 in the athletic office, all the way till 2:30.
You beat me to it. Yeah, I was going to plug that. Very good. You're learning quickly. So, but yeah, and Mercy McCauley, a very formidable opponent. So they had an incredible win in their semifinal game to get to the finals. So how does it shape up? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, we faced off with them earlier this year. Right. We're on the downward side of that, but you know, we've got everyone back that's healthy. We know how they play. We know the expectations. We know how we play. We've progressed as a team, and we're in the sectional finals. This is a time where anything can happen, and you go out there and you compete hard, and you do what you were coached, and you play as a team, and you know, you put in the hoop, do your thing. So we're
thing.
Excited about that.
So,
a couple shout outs to our first team, Jillian Hayes, and second team, Kate Gary. Honorable mention, Marie Plitt. I'm so excited for those leaders, and really, actually, I do have to say, Jillian Hayes was selected first team District 16, so I want to throw that out there. Quite an accomplishment for our junior and for our girls basketball team. So really excited. Tiger Nation is going to be out in full force, so come one, come all, and let's cheer on the Tigers to victory.
Well, we'll have this podcast out almost within minutes after we're done recording it. So we'll get that out there. So people that listen quick, go out and support Coach Parker and the girls and buy the tickets at school before they get. Till what time, 2 o'clock this afternoon?
2:30.
Monday the 25th, 2:30. So get out there, and then the game coming up tonight, 7:30 at Sycamore High School. So good luck to Coach Darnell Parker and the young ladies for the girls basketball squad. And I can only imagine the spring sports kind of starting to really gear up, and we'll be excited to talk about that in the upcoming weeks. But something else that you kind of did over the last week or so that had great turnout, tell me a little bit about the youth council that was going on with Loveland Sports.
Yeah, so all of our youth sports, led by Bruce Jones, have been getting together over the last year and say, you know, we need to put everybody in the same room, bring in a speaker, you know, form this Loveland Youth Sports Council, and just talk about what it's like to be a coach for young kids, what it's like to be a parent, what it's like to be a participant, what are our roles, our responsibilities, how to respect the game, how do we respect the officials, and it was an outstanding turnout. They brought a guest speaker, John O'Sullivan, who came in and spoke. And you know, they got the word out and their brand out. They handed out T-shirts to everyone. It was free admission. And it was really just about how do you do the right thing as a participant, as a coach. And most interesting, and that it really brought coaches together and parents together from K through 12. So Loveland, being the unique community they are, it was a great opportunity just to have discussion about youth athletics and really all the way up to the varsity athletics. So I was really excited to be a part of that and a part of that council. And I look forward to it as we go down the road.
Always have to keep an eye to the future, and that's great to have it expand so far and so encompassing, you know, from the beginning till all the way through the end of your high school career, and that's a very nice thing to have going on. So that's a nice touch. So,
well, you know what? I'm going to add one more thing. As
sure.
We're going through these spring sports, we just got the Moats Group just finished our turf.
I saw that.
We got official walkthrough. The girls lacrosse were the first team out there doing what they call turf angels on the turf. It's exciting. So we are absolutely thrilled to start our spring sports as well. And so we've got that opened, and go Tigers.
Absolutely. So we'll be, again, talking about all that coming up in the very near future, because that means it'll be warm outside, at least in theory anyway. So very excited about that. So, well, Brian, great job. There was a lot to recap here today, and we'll catch up again next week and find out what's going on with Loveland Tiger Athletics. But, again, to all the winter sports that are kind of winding down and finishing things up, congratulations on great seasons, one and all. I know a lot of hard work goes into that, so definitely deserve the accolades that they all receive.
Greg, I appreciate your time, and thanks for your dedication to Loveland Athletics.
Well, we are so happy to be a part of it, and we're very appreciative that we can be partners with this. And we will continue to do this and look forward to talking to you again next week, Brian.
Great. Have a great week. Thank you.
There you go. It's Brian Knatzer. He is the athletic director at Loveland High School, and I am Greg Waddell for ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports and LovelandTigers.org.